Hi everybody, welcome to StoryZest. I'm your host Ladylon, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day, or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So, if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Have you ever thought about the what-ifs and the coulda, woulda, shoulda? I did when I was younger in school. I did a lot of overthinking. The what-ifs crawled inside my ear. Hear, hear. Last night, while I lay thinking here, some what-ifs crawled inside my ear and pranced and partied all night long and sang their same old what-if song. What if I'm dumb in school? What if they've closed the swimming pool? What if I get beat up? What if there's poison in my cup? What if I start to cry? What if I get sick and die? What if I flunk the test? What if green hair grows on my chest? What if nobody likes me? What if a bolt of lightning strikes me? What if I don't grow tall? What if my head starts getting smaller? What if the fish won't bite? What if the wind tears up my kite? What if they start a war? What if my parents get divorced? What if the bus is late? What if my teeth don't grow in straight? What if I tear my pants? What if I never learn to dance? Everything seems well, and then the nighttime what-ifs strike again. The what-ifs are annoying, but what about people who always have the coulda, woulda, shoulda song in their heads? That's worse than the what-ifs. For example, they say, I coulda gone on that luxury vacation back in 1999, but I didn't. Don't ask me why. I should have bought the Bitcoin in 2010, when I got the chance. Oh wait, that's me. For those people and me, a word of advice, grab every chance you get in life. Cause all the woulda, coulda, shouldas lay in the sun, talking about the things they woulda, coulda, shoulda done. But those woulda, coulda, shouldas all ran away and hid from one little did. Anywho, I had a chat today with my niece. She's just a kid, but wise beyond her years, asking me all these questions about how many love and how much to give. Ciao! She asked, how many slams in an old screen door? Depends how loud you shut it, I said. She asked me, how many slices in the bread? Jeez, yeah, that depends how thin you cut it. Then she asked, how much good inside a day? Damn, child. Depends how good you live them. Then she asked, how many love inside a friend? I answered, depends how much you give them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to StoryZest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a little StoryZest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to StoryZest, or mail me to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com if you will. Goodbye everybody. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen!